Okay, so we're here to talk about Shehecheyanu today. Shehecheyanu basically has four different times where Shehecheyanu applies. We have Shehecheyanu, we're about to say, because we say every Yontif, we say Shehecheyanu for on every Yontif. We have a Shehecheyanu on new clothes or a new house, some sort of new purchase. That's the second category. There's a Shehecheyanu on a new fruit. And there's Shehecheyanu when you haven't seen your friend for 30 days, like we read in the Rambam before, which we're going to talk about first. But the distinction between all of them is that everybody agrees that when you say Shehecheyanu on Yom Tov, it's an obligation. And you have to fulfill that obligation. If you didn't say Shehecheyanu with Kiddush, you can say it even as you're walking down the street. It's an obligation for the day. Everybody has to say it. Shehecheyanu on the other three, according to most poskim, is a reshus, meaning all the other Shehecheyanus, which are based completely not on time, but are based on simcha, about your happiness, are considered to be a reshus, meaning you are not obligated to say them, but it's a good thing. Something you can say, it's a good thing to say. So that would be Shehecheyanu on everything else. Now, there's some people that argue, and therefore it's better to try to say it, but technically it's a reshus. And there's an opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan that for fruit-related Shehecheyanus, which we're going to get to later, there's a minhag to treat it as a chiyuv. We accepted it upon ourselves like a chiyuv. Not many other people say that, but it is classically quoted as a possibility. So whenever that applies or does apply. So we're going to start off by talking about Shehecheyanu on a friend that you haven't seen for 30 days. Yeah.
Okay, so going to the purchases category.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking that too.
Would you make a Shehecheyanu
on buying a new person? So making Shehecheyanu on a new friend. So the Rambam wrote, based upon the Gemara, that if you haven't seen your friend for 30 days, you would say Shehecheyanu when you see them. If you haven't seen your friend for a year, you would say Baruch Mechaye Mesib. So you would mention that there is Mechaye Mesim, that you haven't seen them for a year. So first of all, going on that bracha, Mechaye Mesim, before we talk about the halachos, why do we change the bracha to Mechaye Mesim after a year? So there are two explanations given. One of them from the Marsha was that every year we have a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And every year people get judged life for life and death in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So when you see them, the assumption is that they made it through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and therefore you say Mechaye Mesim. The other explanation given by the Meirian, Rabbeinu Yonah, is the fact that after a year, you don't see somebody, it's kind of forgotten from the heart, meaning people don't seem to remember this person. So when you see them, it's like they're born anew. It's like Mechaye Mesim. So practically, do we say these brachos? Do we do that at all? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that there are opinions that if you had any contact with your friend or heard news or had any contact with your friend within 30 days, you would not say Shehecheyanu when you see them. And if you were to, same thing for the year, you would not say Mechaye Mesim. So if you had any contact with your friend within the 30 days or within the year, those two brachos go away. Rav Avadia Yosef felt that the Mishnah Berurah was incorrect, and he felt that that's only by Mechaye Mesim, where the whole point is you don't know how they are within the year. That's the whole point of that bracha. But if you 30 days is all about happiness. So who cares if you heard from them? If you're happy to see them after 30 days, you haven't actually seen them for 30 days, then that should be okay. So according to Ravad Yosef, his opinion is, and the psak that he gives and is quoted by his son in the Alki Yosef, is that even if you've heard from your friend within 30 days, if you haven't seen them after 30 days, you would make a shechianu. But you would not make a mechayim esim if you had any contact with them or heard about them within the year. So that was Ravad Yosef's psak for Sfardim. Other Sephardi poskim, like the Kaf HaChaim, fits into other Ashkenazi poskim we'll mention in a minute, that felt that you kind of don't make this bracha in general, and we'll find out what. But according to Ravad Yosef, even for Sephardim, they still make this bracha. It doesn't matter how much contact you had. Now, what he doesn't talk about, because Ravad Yosef probably didn't know about this, was if you see your friend online, WhatsApp, Zoom, etc., whatever it is, you actually literally see them. So the bracha is about seeing them. He doesn't talk about it, but you could see why that might be a slight distinction between seeing them or not. On the other hand, he mentions the opposite case. Let's say you haven't heard from them within 30 days, and then after 30 days, you see them on TV, or in this case, you see them maybe on your phone. He wrote that that doesn't count. Meaning that doesn't count to make a bracha. You have to actually see them face to face. So unclear what you would do with a video call within 30 days. Yeah.
Wait, you're saying if there's a video call within 30 days, you can't make a bracha on that. What if you see them?
I said, I don't know. He doesn't talk about it, according to him. I have no idea what he would say. Okay. I'm saying it's a possibility. You could say that's different. Right. But that would only be for Sfardim. For Ashkenazim, listen carefully. There are a few reasons why a lot of people don't make either one of these brachos.
Do you make the bracha after 30 days?
It doesn't say. So, for Ashkenazim, there are a few people that quote, there was a minhag not to say this bracha. And the question is why. So, the Stipler Gong, Rav Yaakov Kanievsky, who was the father of great Gadol, who was the father of Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol, who passed away about a year ago. So he claimed that when the Mishneh Berurah talks about when you have contact with your friend within 30 days, which the Mishneh Berurah says any contact within 30 days means that you don't make this bracha, he said if there's a possibility that if anything were to happen to your friend, they or somebody else would have contacted you, you also don't make this bracha. And today that's practically what happens, meaning today, it's almost impossible not to hear about something, somebody, if something chas v'shalom were to happen. So, therefore, you could claim that that's the reason not to make this bracha at all. Another reason brought down, this is brought down by the Briska Rav, the Grizz, Revelvo Soloveitchik. So, he felt that because of the fact, what's the bracha based upon? I'm so happy. This is a friend that I'm so happy to see, right? Family member, love them so much. So happy to see them. Well, how do you quantify that? Like, how can you know? You don't necessarily know if you're really so excited over this person. Maybe this person is more exciting. You don't really know who to make the bracha over. And some people get excited. I've known from being in this school, I've seen people get excited from not seeing somebody for two classes and just jumping up and screaming and saying hi to them in the hallway. So the basic point is, how do you sit there and qualify what's considered to be that type of person? So therefore, he felt that unless somebody is like really close, family or whatever it is, maybe in some situations, we don't make this bracha. And there were a lot of poskim that talked about Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she mentioned the Kaf HaChaim, or some Sfardim, quoting the Ben Ish Chai, that quoted that we don't make this bracha at all. For that reason, that we're not sure how much simcha we would actually have, meaning with this person. On the other hand, a lot of the poskim talk about that if you haven't seen your friend, very close friend, or close relative, within 30 days, and that person was in a place of sakana, place of danger, and you have not heard from them within 30 days. And some people say, even if you've heard from them within 30 days, when you see them after the 30 days, only after 30 days, because this whole bracha has to be after 30 days, you would make a Shechianu. So this would be a case, somebody goes off to war, they come back, they're in a time of danger, close family member, the family can say, or close friend, the family or member or the close friend can say Shechianu after seeing them after 30 days. So that would be the halacha in terms of somebody going off to war, that this bracha, even if the minhag is that we don't say it, it can be very applicable today that you can say Shechianu after 30 days, especially if there's no contact after, but even if there is maybe, but especially if there's no contact after 30 days, you can basically say this bracha. And according to many poskim, even if there's some contact from the person, as long as you see them after 30 days coming out of danger, you can make that bracha. Go, go, go. So I guess it would depend on the type of surgery. Yeah. Because some surgeries is based on percentages. A lot of halachas in surgery are based on percentages. But Moshe Feinstein has a whole thing. Somebody can have elective surgery that might heal them. You have to look at the percentages to see what's going to happen without it versus with, how dangerous it is, right? So there's you have to, there are percentages in terms of danger, in terms of a surgery. So that's in terms of these two brachas. What about a new fruit? So a new fruit would require, now I say require because we already mentioned according to most poskim, it's a reshus. Right, we said for a Shechianu on a new fruit is not an obligation. It's not a yuntiv related Shechianu bracha, but it's a reshus. And as I said before, the Orach HaShulchan claimed that the minhag is to treat it like a chova. But you would make Shechianu basically on a new fruit. And we'll see later, there's some poskim that never make it on a new fruit for different reasons. They think either today is different or there's a side reason. We're going to get to that next time after Pesach. But just here, when do you make this bracha on the new fruit? I don't just mean Rosh Hashanah. Like when you get a new fruit, and we'll have to define what a new fruit means, right? Because it's obviously not every, most fruits don't fall under this. So if you get a new fruit and you're going to make a Shechianu, when do you make it? So the original halacha, original, was you would make the bracha when you see the new fruit. Your friend could be holding it. It's so cool. I haven't seen this fruit in such a long time. You can make a bracha, you can make a Shechianu. My friend is holding it, it looks really cool, right? I can make the bracha. So if I just sit there, I buy it, I pick it up, I make the bracha. That was mentioned later, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that we tend to make the bracha when we eat it. That tended to be the general halacha. Although if you did make it when you, if somebody did make it or wanted to make it when they saw, they technically would be fine. The Mishnah Berurah quotes as a low plug that we don't make a distinction that the general psak for everybody is to make it at the time of eating. And according to many poskim, the Shechianu should come before the bracha on the fruit. So it's not a hefsek between the bracha and the fruit, although if you did that, that would be okay. The Shechianu should come before that bracha. And the other possibility is, some people say, you can make the bracha on the fruit, eat a piece of the fruit, and then make the Shechianu. So this way it's not a hefsek either. But they post and talk about if somebody did say the Shechianu in between the bracha, it would work, it would be okay. Yeah.
Does it need to be a whole fruit, or it's like you have a passion fruit refresher, and like there's like chocolate?
Okay, so we're going to talk about that next time, yeah. So, okay, we'll stop here, girls. Thanks.